See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Easter Tuesday is the third and last great day of the feast. Thank you very much to you, the faithful, who made for such a beautiful Holy Week again this year, such a splendid Easter, and you have enabled us to render our due and our proper homage to our risen Savior for these great days of the Feast of Easter. Today we have the third day of the Easter octave, the fourth of our Easter Masses, for we must count Holy Saturday. And our Lord, at the beginning of today's Gospel, shows us, by faith and the sacred scriptures, what one day we will see in heaven, we believe most firmly, and what he shows to his Father now for all eternity, his five holy wounds. And then, because that's not enough, then in order to convince the apostles that he is truly the risen Lord, God and man, risen from the dead, he asks if they have something to eat, and then he eats in front of them fish. The fish, of course, remember, is a symbol not only of baptism, but of our Lord himself, because of the acronym from the Greek, Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, Savior. And then a little bit of honey, because he feeds us with the very best of honey that comes out of the rock. The rock is Christ, the sweetness of our faith and Holy Communion. And then notice how the order is reversed. Yesterday, for the benefit of St. Luke, in the afternoon of Easter, we saw how St. Luke and his cousin Cleophas, how they had the scriptures open to them first of all. But in today's Gospel, on Easter too, and again according to St. Luke, when our Lord goes to the upper room where the doors are locked for fear of the Jews, our Lord last of all, not first but last, opens the sacred scriptures to them with Moses and the prophets. The epistle today speaks about how St. Paul rebukes the Jews that they did not remember that which is read to them each Sabbath when they go to the synagogue. But now our Lord explains all of that. So that's how our Lord opens our eyes and gives us faith. You might say it's this. First of all, we see our Lord's five wounds. Where are you going to see them? Well, you could actually see the traces of them. You know, they had a TV, and I suppose it's on the internet, ostension or showing of the Shroud of Turin, that great modern-day miracle in favor of faithless modern man. So you can see the traces of his wounds on his burial shroud. How wonderful. Who would have an excuse not to believe? And then we see them by means of faith, prayer, reading, meditation. This should be part of our Easter, just as it was part of our Holy Week and our Lent. But that is not enough. Then there's the Eucharistic symbolism. Our Lord wants us to receive Holy Communion. That's the idea of the eating in the Gospel. Now our Lord takes the remnants of what he has eaten, and he distributes it to them. Even the words in St. Luke are the same words used for the Eucharistic accounts. And then, last of all, the scriptures themselves. I have a question today about the Gospel. That is to say, if you compare today's Gospel with, on Tuesday, with the Thursday Gospel about Mary Magdalene, our Lord today encourages the apostles to touch him. Palpate, he says, touch, literally to handle. Touch my wounds, handle them, as he'll tell Thomas to, the doubter, on next Sunday, on Low Sunday. But why was it that Mary Magdalene, you see that in the Gospel come Thursday, why was it that Mary Magdalene, when she recognizes that it's the Lord, she goes to his feet, she's just about to touch him, and our Lord says, Noli me tangere, touch me not, I am not yet ascended to my Father. Why was the apostle of the apostles not allowed to touch? And why were the apostles themselves later that same day encouraged to touch? Well, I think there are a couple of reasons for that. And the first of these is that Mary Magdalene instinctively wants to go back to her old relationship. You might say that she is so devoted to the person of our Lord, to his sacred humanity, that she did not see his divinity. And her eyes are so filled with tears at the passion, the burial, and as she sits by the sepulcher, faithful, keeping watch, waiting, that her tears made it that she couldn't see our Lord's resurrection. She didn't believe. It's not that she doubted. It didn't even occur to her. She was just thinking of, they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. That's all she was thinking of. So our Lord is saying, right, now that's not the right approach. It's not going to be like that anymore. Now everything is different. I'm going to drink of the cup with you new in the kingdom of heaven. It's changed now. So don't worry about that now, Mary Magdalene. That's over. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you, Mary Magdalene, who had been in the city a sinner, who had had seven devils driven out of her, I want you to be my apostle. Now you go to see the apostles and you tell them I'm risen and I'll meet them in Galilee. Wow. What a difference. That's how she receives that title, and she obeys, of course. Now for the apostles themselves, their faith is so shaky and weak, and you might say truly that their devotion to the person of our Lord, to his sacred human nature, and to his divine person, is so shaky and weak too, and so confused, that they need all the help they can get. They don't really believe the woman. They don't listen to Mary Magdalene. They really don't. So our Lord has to come. And then they're afraid they're seeing a ghost, or maybe a vision of the divinity, they don't know what. So then our Lord uses his sacred humanity, which was sort of a block for Mary Magdalene's faith during the 3 days of darkness. Only Our Lady kept the faith in the resurrection. Now, the sacred humanity of Christ is used by the Savior to open their eyes so they can see him and handle and touch. But even that's not enough. Then they have to eat. So too it is for us. It's not enough to meditate, to read a book, to hear a story or a sermon, to study the scriptures. None of that will be enough unless we have that burning love for our Lord. And how do we get that? Our Lord has to feed us. He gives us the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion. As St. Teresa says, our Lord did not come down from heaven to stay in the golden ciborium, but to come into our hearts. This is the food of faith, the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion, so that the weaker we are, the stronger we may be, and then being strong in our faith, our charity may burn within us as we study and listen and read. We are enabled in some sense to touch, but what matters today in the Mass is taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.